But it is wonderful to see that, yes, there is an inevitability to whatever form this moment takes. And so if you do not resist the form that this moment takes internally, you are no longer trapped or imprisoned by the form that this moment takes. Because very often that's what it looks like. That's why people always try to get away from this moment. Very often it looks like a limitation upon you, upon your life. That's not what I want. What am I doing sitting here in this office, in this place, in this relationship, in this, that, the other? Whatever form this moment takes, to align yourself with it. The moment you do that, and it's not a doing, only through language it creates the illusion that you're doing something. It's, one could say it's the opposite of any doing. To internally align yourself with what is the opposite of, okay, I have to do something. You don't have to do anything, just this is as it is, always. Recognize that. There's no doing involved. This, it is as it is. You align yourself with a form that you don't fight the form. The moment you fight the form of me gets strengthened in yourself. The me that is based on my thought forms gets stronger through the struggle, the reaction, the reactivity against what is. Ultimately, you could say the illusion of me gets strengthened through fighting what is. And you can verify that in your own life when you are resisting whatever a situation or in disagreement with someone. This shouldn't be reactivity. To see how your sense of self feels a little bit inflated through that. And you can see it when you watch angry people who are fighting. There are some people who live almost continuously in angry opposition to what is. The entire universe is against them, or they are against it. The world is their enemy. And they're just looking for the next thing to get upset about. And you can see how that strengthens, how that inflates the egoic sense of self, the reactivity, the fighting, what is, the complaining pattern in the mind. Oh, and every time you complain, you strengthen a little bit the form identity of me, the complainer, the thought form, the reaction. The egoic identity inflates a little bit through the complaint, because every complaint means that you are right and what you're complaining about is wrong. Situation, the person, the place, you are superior to that which you are complaining about. That is the illusion, how the self-entity inflates itself continuously through that. It doesn't never last for long, and then it needs something else. But once you watch that process in yourself or in another, it's a little bit easier to see it in somebody else. How the self-importance grows through every complaint. The imagined superiority of me as compared to that which you're complaining about. And some people complain about the world. Of course, it's a mad place, but complaining doesn't help very much. They complain about humans People are so unconscious. God, what? You should know better. But they don't. So if you see how that fighting what is strengthens the thought made me. And accepting what is, allowing it, surrendering to this moment, the form that this moment takes, that's all that ever changes. This moment never changes. It's always now. Saying yes to the form doesn't mean you can't take action. If action is needed, it comes out of the yes instead out of the no. Totally different quality of action. It comes out of saying, well, this is how it is. Here I am, 2 coins in my pocket, wet, not much food in the stomach. That's it. That's what is at this moment. And you go beyond the form of this moment, and there is suddenly a peace from deep within. And there's a beauty even to that moment, the form of that moment. But the beauty may not be in the form, but it comes from a deeper place of the formless life that you are, the very life that you are, underneath the form as which you appear. You know it, not through rejecting the forms, but through accepting the forms. So the magic formula then is, but it doesn't work if it remains a thought form, the forms that seem to limit you in your life are the concealed openings into the formless. The conditions that seem to limit you are the portals into the unconditioned. That which you are in your essence. So if you can look upon your life and see where is it that life seems to limit you, what is the area where you feel hemmed in by life, the forms in your life situation. It could be relationships, it could be a place where you live, the people you live with, the physical structures around you, the house, or the work situation, whatever it may be. Almost everybody experiences some form of limitation in their life, some form of limitation, and see if they're. And then you might notice also that you are in an almost habitual resistance to those limitations, those forms in your life. And see what happens if you let go of the resistance to what is. Use that and see what happens if you let go of the no to this moment. You may be surprised how quickly things change, how quickly the stuckness gets unstuck when you surrender. And some of you have experienced it already in certain areas of your life. How quickly you become free of the conditioned. Not by trying to reach some point of the unconditioned in the future, the limitless, but by not offering inner resistance to the conditioned. With that deep acceptance of what is, comes what a word that I usually avoid because it can easily become a thought form and it is so been misused so much. With acceptance of what is comes love. You love what is. We don't even need to say love. It's there when you, there's an allowing of whatever form this moment takes, love arises. So the secret is not to turn your back upon the limitations and trying to reach some point in the future where you realize yourself as unlimited. Once you've sorted out your life situation, it's never going to happen. Not for long. Then something else crops up. Instead of looking for some liberation at a future moment, the more limited you are in your life situation, there are degrees of limitation. Very limited, for example, would be if your body may not make it for that much longer anymore. They might have said you may have 2 months, two more months. Those extreme limitations are the most powerful openings, the most powerful openings into presence, into space. When you surrender to that, and so it happens in some people's lives, there's one big thing, one, what Christians used to call, or still do, your cross. One big thing in your life that is a dreadful burden or seems a dreadful limitation. Most of you have many little things. That's fine too. That works too. But the one big thing works even better. If you're lucky enough to want to have one big thing in your life that's, oh, absolutely unacceptable. Nobody could accept that. Well, that's what the mind says.